from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we continue rolling through as the Texans. They are in Ohio, continuing their training camp. Little different weather there than it is here in Houston. And as they'll get prepared to play the Pittsburgh Steelers coming up on Friday, where we should see a lot of ones today. And we've heard a lot the last 2 days, pretty spirited practices. And some news and notes, and nobody better than to talk to than our guy John Harris, Texans sideline reporter, also John Harris of FootballTakeOver.com. You hear him behind us on Texans All Access every single night. John, a lot happening the last 2 days. I know there's some injury stuff as well, but it sounds like Derek Stingley Jr. really showed out, not just today but yesterday, but in particular picking off CJ Stroud. And they said he went and got a pick where he was a jump ball between him and Nico, and he went up and got it over Nico. So hearing he's been very, very impressive as usual.
Yeah, Sting, the first interception he had was that one. He was matched up with Nico, and he had himself in great position. So when the ball went up in the air, it was Nico that was having to try to reach over Sting, but Sting basically just blocked him out and went up and made the catch down the field. And it's pretty awesome when you see, like, 5 feet in front of you, see these two incredible athletes, like, going after the football. But Sting made a heck of a catch there. And then to lead off the last period, he broke on an out route. I think it was Tank. And he broke in front of it, snatched it, took it to the house. I've said it for a while now. I think Derek Stingley is going to be – if not the best corner in the league, he's going to be in the top three team picture. He has been that good since he came back from injury in middle of the season last year. It's a matter of Sting staying healthy. But, yeah, he had two picks in practice today. He's so slick. I've said this since Sting has been here. I think Sting has the best hands on the team. And it shows when he is fighting for the football, he very rarely loses out. So whenever the ball's in his vicinity, I feel like he's got a pretty good chance to go get it. And, you know, with guys being banged up, it's just great that he's not. That every single day, you're obviously giving those big three wide receivers a look. But, you know, seeing he and Nico go at it, you know, seeing him make that break on the ball and CJ's throw to start the last period of practice, it just shows how far he's come. And when he's healthy, forget it. You do not want to throw the football at him if you're an opposing offense.
Johnny, it seems like, look, he arrived last year. To me, I mean, the real, like, bright moment was when he clearly mirrored Amari Cooper for the Cleveland Browns and took him completely out of the game after he had a hell of a game a couple of weeks earlier versus the Texans. To me, that was the, okay, now he's arrived. And you fast forward to camp this year. It seemed like early on, Nico Collins gets behind him. Tank Dell gets behind him. You know, Diggs gets behind him. It seems like, if I didn't know no better, it's almost like they were just going to take some shots, and they didn't mind if they took shots at 24. And then all of a sudden, a little scuffle happened. And it seems like since that scuffle, that day really, not the scuffle itself, but the day that he walked out there, made a couple of plays early, the little scuffle happened. It seems like from that point till today, Derek Stingley's been on a mission and been had a little different mindset at training camp.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Clint. I think you're dead on. I think maybe it woke him up a little bit, maybe not. I think he just finally kind of got into the groove of practice too. I think it takes some players maybe some time to – get in kind of the groove. You know, you start seeing some of the same things, you start anticipating. I think one of the things that we don't give Sting enough credit for, and I try to do this when we talk about him, is how smart he is. His football IQ is off the charts. And so when you start seeing the same stuff a few days at a time, you know, this having been in training camp, you're like, man, there's over there sitting on this out route, man, but coach still wants me to throw it, so all right, I guess I gotta throw it. But I think, and that happens, and so I think Sting is pretty smart. He's seen a lot of these things that this offense has been trying to do to him. But I really feel like he's woken up. But I think here's the other thing, too. I also make sure I say this properly. There are times when I don't mind if, you know, like I look up and, okay, Tank's got half a step on it. Because Sting is playing the ball. And that's one of the things, because his ball skills are so good. Sometimes it may look like he's out of phase. But because he's playing the ball and looking for the ball, he really doesn't – it doesn't matter to him that he's really like a half-step beaten, seemingly, because he can go make a play or he can close on a football probably better than anybody I've seen with the Texans not named Jonathan Joseph. So I think he just has some natural cover instincts. I think he's found a really nice groove. You know, if that is definitely the case, like you said, Clint, and I think that probably is, it may have woken him up. We need to all send Dalton Schultz, you know, like a flower bouquet, and thank you for waking up 24. But that dude, I think, is special. I think he is just top-notch, and as long as he stays healthy. You know, the fact that DeMeco has that card to play, he's got that ace in the hole to play, okay, well, we're playing the Cowboys, and CeeDee Lamb, that's a great matchup. You know what, wherever CeeDee goes, 24, you're going to go. That's such a great asset to have. And the fact that they sprung it on the Browns the way they did, oh, no, we don't do that. That's not what we do in this defense. And then, lo and behold, there it is. He's tracking them all game long. There are going to be games that he's going to be able to do that this year, and it's really going to help this defense out for sure. And with a better pass rush, it may give Sting more opportunities for plays like he made today.
John Harris with us, Texan sideline reporting, catches work also on footballtakeover.com. Listen, I think the confidence in Derek Stingley is very, very high. I think internally with the Texans and amongst Texans fans, I think there's some questions when you start to look at the other portions of the secondary. You've watched them all camp. What's your feeling on the other spots outside of Derek Stingley in that secondary?
I have no questions about Kamari Lassiter.
None, huh?
None. Now, look, he's a rookie. He's going to get beat. It happens. Rookies get beat. But I said it the day he was drafted. I didn't give two dams about his 4.6 and the 40 because I watched Luther Burden. I watched all the fast receivers in the SEC try to beat him, and it couldn't. In the Missouri game, Luther Burden's one of the best receivers in college football. Y'all know that. Y'all follow college football. Luther Burden caught a touchdown on the other DB of Georgia going deep, beat him deep. Throughout the rest of the game, no matter where Luther Burden went, Kamari Lassiter went. Kamari Lassiter played 30 reps in the slot at Georgia last year. 30. He played 29 of those reps against Missouri because he was matching up against Luther Burden. It was the only time he lined up in the slot all year long and shut down Burden the rest of the game. I watched 14 shut down every Texans receiver. I don't care. You know, oh, Tank? Yep. Diggs? He stayed in Diggs' pocket with double moves throughout OTA's mini camp in the first part of training camp. Now, he hasn't been up here, so I don't know if he got dinged up, he's sick, I don't know. But as long as Kamari Lassiter is healthy, I have very few questions about the other side of the field. Very few. Now, what they get out of the safeties, how they mix the safeties up, where Petrie ends up playing, okay, we can talk about that being, you know, a question mark and how that's going to all come together. But the more I watch Kamari Lassiter, the more convinced I am that they absolutely got to steal at 42 in this draft.
Hey, talk to us a little bit about Jalen Petrie. I know there was a little bit of a scuffle yesterday again with between him and Diggs and a questionable pass, a PI call on a pass breakup kind of deal. Just your thoughts on Jalen Petrie and how he's going to fare specifically to the covering aspect of that nickel defender and what they're asking him to do so far in camp.
Well, I think, and this is where I don't want to give, say we give Jalen a break, but there are very few nickels in the league that can just lock dudes up that line up inside one-on-one. I mean, because if they were that good, they'd play on the perimeter. So I think Jalen's coverability from inside is actually better than people think.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.